This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back. Hour two, conservative cartel. Matt Locke here, flying solo just one more day. Chris X will be back tomorrow. He is recovering from old age. That's what we're calling it here. I'm calling it that today. So, he played baseball for five straight days. It happens. You know, stuff stops working right. We're getting older. I mean, this gray in my beard, this gray in my goatee, wasn't there 3-4 years ago. You know, I'm starting to get gray hairs. My hairline's starting to recede. It sucks getting old. But welcome back to Hour 2 of the Conservative Cartel. Riding alongside of producer Ron, who is pushing all of the buttons and making sure the spaceship flies this morning. I am Matt Locke. If you want to be part of the program, here's how you do it in Hour 2. Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. We're going to talk about New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. We're going to talk about the Mueller investigation and how this judge slapped him around the other day. And, of course, the Democrats are all pissed off because a judge actually followed the law. They don't know what to do when judges actually follow the law. I mean, most of these judges are lockstep with Democrats, so they don't normally have to do this. So, once again, the Democratic Party, they just don't know what to do. They don't have a clue, so they're all mad now. And the New York Times says teaching children to delaying having sex is anti-science. I mean, you can't make this crap up. Before we get into any of this, I don't normally do this in the first segment, but Jeff has patiently waited on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, so we're going to get to him real quick. Jeff, welcome to the Conservative Cartel.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen.
I know
morning,
this guy,
gentlemen.
By the way. We know him. He helped me move to Texas. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear from you guys. The comments today would be the Barack 8 years of no controversy. Remember that, no controversy here.
No scandals.
And the old smoke and mirrors, nothing to see here kind of stuff. Just, you know, get it passed through Senate or bypass Senate, do whatever you want because he can do that, I guess.
Well, he did it for 8 years. I mean, that's the crazy thing with the Iran nuclear deal. I talked about this last hour, and I'm not going to go too far into this, but the Iran nuclear deal was not approved by the House or the Senate as anything. It literally is an agreement between Barack Obama and Iran. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
And you're right. He didn't use any kind of any deal, of any political necessity. He didn't put it through the Senate as a treaty. He didn't ask Congress for permission. He just did it. Jeff, thanks for the call. Certainly appreciate that. He's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong. And as Donald Trump should do, get rid of it. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible, as Charles Barkley says. Terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. Terrible. But you had a rogue president. I mean, we can call it what it is. You had a rogue president running around dictating from the White House. But Donald Trump's the dictator. Donald Trump's the crazy guy. But yet Donald Trump's the one that threw DACA, the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, back into Congress so they would write a damn law about it. Because Congress won't do their job. And now you got Don Blankenship down in West Virginia calling Mitch McConnell Cocaine Mitch out because he isn't doing his job. It's amazing what we've got going on here. It's amazing. But you know what I want to talk about this hour? The left. I mean, I have got a crazy hour for you this hour. Now, I don't. It's amazing to me. We sit here and we listen to the left. They're very vocal. They'll tell you how to live your life. They'll tell you that you need government. They'll tell you that you need Obamacare, that you need to be taken care of, that you aren't responsible enough to own a gun, that you're not responsible enough to know how much soda to drink. But now we're going to take you to New York. The New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, found yesterday to be a womanizer, knocking women around. But you know what he was? He was one of the forerunners. He was one of the front runners, one of the guys in front of the hashtag Me Too movement. You can't make this up. I seriously cannot make this up. Schneiderman resigned yesterday, hours after allegations he physically abused four women. Now, Donald Trump, back in September of 13, tweeted, "Wiener is gone." Anthony Wiener, who we know is a pervert and a sexual predator of young girls. Elliot Spitzer, who we know was a pervert, a sexual predator, who is now on CNN, by the way, or was. He may not be there anymore, but he had his own show on CNN because that's where the perverts go. Next will be lightweight AG Eric Schneiderman. Is he a crook? Wait and see. Worse than Spitzer or Wiener. And now we're finding out Donald Trump was right 5 years ago. That prediction proved uncanny yesterday when the New Yorker magazine's Ronan Farrow, the man who broke the Harvey Weinstein scandal wide open, and fellow reporter Jane Mayer, published a bombshell report in which four women accused Schneiderman of violently brutalizing them in sexual and other situations over a number of years. After first issuing a statement claiming all of his actions were consensual, Schneiderman announced he would resign less than 4 hours after the New Yorker published that piece. Now, that's the left. Consensual. You know, now we've got... telling you right now, we're going to get into a story that is so damn unbelievable that you're going to lose your mind on it about sex and children and teenagers. But you know the sexual contracts the left's come up with? You know, you got to ask permission to kiss. You got to ask permission to touch. I am so glad that I'm 44 years old because I'd probably be in jail. God, I hate to admit that, Ron Phillips. I mean, I kind of was a Casanova, just saying. You know, the ladies love me. I'm just saying.
You were a ladies' man.
I didn't ask permission to kiss women. You know what I mean? I didn't sexually abuse them. Let's not get crazy here. I mean, I have manners. I am a conservative.
You're talking about you just like leaned in.
Yeah. Maybe a little pat on the bottom every now and then. You know, little something. Just say I like you.
Yeah,
here
you're
I am.
Walking a fine line, right?
You know, I mean, look. If I were a teenager today, I'd be in jail. Just say it. But nowadays, I feel bad for these people. And I'm not trying to make light of sexual harassment or sexual, in this case, sexual abuse. I mean, this guy literally, I read a story here, just unbelievable. He was calling this woman his brown slave. He was beating her around. Now, she was Indian, by the way, brown skinned. Which is nowhere near racist, right? I mean, there's nothing racist to that comment, right, Ron Phillips? Nothing racist to my brown slave, right? I mean, nothing? You got nothing for me out there?
I don't know what you wanted me to say, but it sounds pretty racist to me.
Okay, there's what I wanted.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if
you
it was racist.
You just needed affirmation of the racism?
Well, no, when's the last time you called someone your brown slave?
I've never called someone my brown slave.
Oh, so you've never done it.
No, white slave, maybe. I'm just joking. God, dog. I had to go there. You opened the door.
I know. But here's the deal. I mean, this whole deal with this rise of the Me Too movement, the hashtag Me Too, pushing back against the sexual harassment of women, Schneiderman became a key figure in that deal. Not only did he use his authority to take legal action against Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, he has been outspoken in the push for a critical national reckoning about the harassment of women while he's beating them. Can you say Matt Lauer and his little button on his desk? I mean, Matt Lauer had sex with a woman so hard he put her unconscious.
I remember you talking about that.
This is the left. This is the Democratic Party. But they're the Me Too. We can go out to Twitter. We can put the hashtag out there. And it must be true. But don't do as I do. Do as I say. And that's what we are. I mean, four women reported on Monday. They claimed that Snyderman had repeatedly hit them, threatened them, demeaned them. The graphic accusations include that he choked a former girlfriend, controlled what she ate, left her emotionally battered, and demanded that another girlfriend who was born in Sri Lanka and who was Snyderman referred to as his brown slave, call him master. Now, that's not racist at all. Now, the article indicated the women came forward for a number of reasons, because the guy's a scumbag. I mean, that should be the first reason. He's a slime ball. That might be the second reason. And the third reason, he might have his junk cut off. I mean, guys like this are what give gentlemen a bad name. These pigs. Because there are men out there that are good men. There are men out there who treat women with proper respect, who open the doors, who are good men. This guy is not one of them. It says, quote, "You cannot be a champion of women when you are hitting them and choking them in bed and saying to them, you're an effing whore." Michelle Manning Barish, one of the women speaking out, told the New Yorker. "His hypocrisy is epic," she says. And that's the Democratic Party in a nutshell. Their hypocrisy is epic.
You know, it's almost dangerous to be chivalrous anymore.
Well, no. It's almost like it's not within the proper guidelines of how society now works.
Look, gentlemen used to open doors.
Yeah.
They used to take... Here's the thing. We were out to eat one day, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. All of these kids, prom kids, came in.
Yeah.
It was cool outside. Not, it wasn't cool. It was cold.
Right.
There were probably 6, 8 couples came in the door. Not one of those boys
gave
took
a girl
their
jacket
off and gave it to the girls. And they were freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing.
They don't think it, but Ron, we're in a
society.
They're
not taught that.
No, we're in a society today where it's me, me, me.
Chris.
It's me, me, me. We don't worry about anybody else. That's a fantastic point, by the way, because you don't see it anymore. We're not teaching our children how to be adults. We're not teaching our young men how to be men, because it's not, society now says.
Everybody's scared to.
Right. Yeah. Society now says that masculinity is bad.
Right.
That being a man is bad. That taking care of your loved one is bad. It's not there anymore. And that's where we're at in this society. But the amazing thing of all of this, when you look at this story, the Snyderman guy, he was the face of the Me Too deal. He was the face of the resistance, and we're finding out that all of these people are pigs. They're pigs. They're ridiculous. They're exactly what they say Donald Trump is. They project their crap onto the other party. It's amazing. Amazing. Now, look, don't go anywhere. I got much more to go here. We're going to finish on this story. We've got these Democrats all ticked off at this judge on the Mueller case, and we're going to get into anti-science. I mean, it's crazy. We'll be part of the program. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Matlock, the conservative cartel, Tuesday morning. Almost done. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Allyn keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, we're getting in deep to this thing. We've got New York Attorney General slapping women around. I'll tell you what, I'd like to slap that knucklehead around. Guy's 63 years old, by the way. I'll tell you, look, women should be treated with respect. That's what the Democrat Party wants. Unless you're a conservative woman. And then you don't get treated with respect at all. You want to be in a street fight with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I mean, those two knuckleheads that April Ryan and whoever the other lady was, they want to be in a street fight with a conservative lady. This is where we're at in our country. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke, riding solo today. Want to be part of the program. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. Love to hear from you. 202-866-7466. Was talking about that whole Schneiderman deal in New York. And he stepped down, by the way. And it's no different than Elliot Spitzer, no different than Anthony Weiner. I mean, these guys are just pigs, and they give good men a bad name. But I want to move on to this story really quickly because I got other stuff to talk about in this show. Democrats are pissed, and they're trashing a federal judge at the heart of Robert Mueller's probe into alleged collusion between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign in the 2016 election, accusing that judge of unprofessional behavior for questioning the scope of special counsel Robert Mueller's power. Now, here's the left. They're not used to this. The Democratic Party is not used to not having judges see their way. And you see it all the time. The Ninth Circus Court out there in California. I think it's the Fourth Circus Court over there in Washington, D.C. These very liberal judges are lockstep in with the Democratic Party. They legislate from the bench. So when an actual judge does his or her job, it throws these Democrats for a loop. They don't know what to do. Because the judge came out yesterday, this T.S. Ellis, he scorched Robert Mueller's legal team, accusing them of lying and seeking unfettered power to bring Donald Trump down. And he asked these attorneys to provide proof of the crime. I know it's a shocker. A judge asking for the proof of the crime. Because I talked about this yesterday. There's no Russian names, no Russian money, no Russian collusion, no Russian anything. So what are you doing? You're on a manhunt to bring down a president through his company, through his group, through the people that represented him. So the judge comes out and says, look, you need to provide me with the proof that's unredacted, because everything they put into court is redacted. So there you go. You need to provide the truth. You need to provide the evidence that tells me that this person is guilty. So, of course, Adam Schiff for Brains said he's concerned the judge would question Robert Mueller's motives. Now his Democratic colleague, Representative Gerald Connolly, Democrat Virginia, called Judge Ellis outrageous. He says, it does concern me, Schiff said, that the judge is questioning the motives of the special counsel. He's not questioning any motives. He's asking for proof. You are innocent until proven guilty. It isn't the other way around. But the left is crazy. They're beside themselves because this never happens. These judges fall right lockstep in what they agree. So now the left's like, oh, gosh, this is outrageous. Oh, my God, he's acting like a judge. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? And now they're out trashing the judge. Remember when Donald Trump trashed Mr. Contreras, the La Raza judge? It was all over the news because Donald Trump questioned the authority of this judge. Where's the media? Where's the media questioning Adam Schiff and this Mr. Connolly because you don't go after judges? Hypocrisy on display. Don't go anywhere. The Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here. We're going to talk anti-science next. It's going to melt your brain. If you want to call, 202-866-7466. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everyone knows that it's not over.
That's Hawaii's governor speaking as officials on the Big Island say they're preparing to evacuate more people as the Kilauea volcano continues to erupt and fissures continue to spread, sending toxic fumes through residential areas. About 1,700 people have already left their homes. One man who lives just yards from the flowing lava says he's not going anywhere.
I'll stay here until I can't stay anymore.
That is heard on CBS News. President Trump's to announce at 2 o'clock Eastern whether he's withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, an agreement that he's called insane and ridiculous ever since he was running for the White House. He says it doesn't fully curb Iran's ability to enrich uranium and says many of its nuclear prohibitions expire after 15 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
So I have failed to mention that there is a state of emergency on Hawaii's Big Island right now. Producer Ron and I were watching some video yesterday of this lava because a volcano has erupted on the Big Island of Hawaii. And, I mean, that's what they are. They're volcanoes, by the way. But it is surely astounding, Ron Phillips, to watch that lava just destroy everything.
Absolutely. You cannot stop lava.
No.
You can't stop lava flow. And once it...
It's done.
Yeah, once it's done, once it cools off...
It's like cement.
It's concrete.
Yeah.
You can't move it. I mean, it's crazy watching that.
And look, we feel for Hawaii. I haven't said it much. I mean, it's a news story, but it's not political, of course. Hawaii, they're volcanoes. That's how they came up out of the ocean. I mean, it is what it is. I feel sorry for the folks that live there, but there is a state of emergency on Hawaii's Big Island and on Fox right now. They are showing the devastation of this lava. I mean, it is crazy to watch. It moves at about an inch or two every, 10, 15. You hardly see it move. But how hot is lava? I mean, it's got to be hot. I mean, like severely 500, 600, 800, 1,000 degrees on it. Like just melts things. It literally sucks. It just over cars and fences and whatever it hits, it's done. I mean, it is just done. So our thoughts and prayers do go out to the people over in Hawaii and the Big Island. I mean, hopefully everybody gets out of the way. You know, eventually that volcano will stop spewing lava and then they'll remove it, I think. It's probably not the first time lava's hit things, but, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here, flying solo today. If you want to be part of the program, Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We were talking about Mr. Schneiderman in New York. We talked about the Mueller case and this T.S. Ellis judge who said, look, show me some proof. And the left is completely out of their minds. They're calling this judge every name under the sun, saying it's unprofessional. But, boy, they were railing on Donald Trump when he called Mr. Contreras, the judge that was ruling against him. They said, oh, that's unpresidential. That's unethical. That's unprofessional to call a judge out when it's in line with what their judgment thinks it is. But, by God, if you don't believe what they believe, they will call you out and they have no problems doing it. But I want to move to this story. This is our long segment. Segment 3 is our long segment of the hour. And I want to jump into the middle of this because we are – I was talking – about Mr. Schneiderman and how he was rudely treating women and how we've lost the ability to respect women, to be chauvinistic, to be, well, not chauvinistic, to be chivalrous, take care of our women, to take care of our loved ones as men. I mean, protectors, to love them, to, you know, protect them from harm, to open the car door, hold the umbrella, give them their jacket when they're, I mean, that kind of stuff. The stuff that's required of you to be a man. Because you love your wife. I mean, that's what it comes down to. But we're starting to watch the left slowly erode that thinking. We're watching as the Democratic Party is quietly advancing. They're quietly attacking normal gender roles. I mean, I literally saw about a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was on Twitter. I was eating dinner somewhere. Don't even remember where I was at. And I was following this thread. And this young millennial got on there and said, well, you guys are all crazy. Gender and sex are not equal. They don't go together. You can be a male but feel like something else. Your sex, your gender and sex are not together. They don't equal. They don't come. And I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Because gender is your sex. Gender is male or female. That's the only two genders there are. Unlike what the left wants to tell you, that there's more than two genders, there are only two. It's a pole or a hole, as our good friend Johnny Rourke used to say. It's not confusing. And it takes a man and a woman, an XX and an XY, to create another living human being. Two XYs or two XXs don't produce children. They just don't. So gender and sex are the same. But now New York Times, the New York Slimes, they're saying, look, teaching children to delay having sex is anti-science. I can't make this stuff up. The New York Times editorial board says the Trump administration is quietly advancing an anti-science agenda by supporting teen pregnancy prevention programs that encourage young people to refrain from sex to avoid pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. Because the White House is promoting not having abstinence. Hey, you know what? If you don't have sex, you don't have babies. Hello, birds and the bees, sperm, egg, you know. You're probably not taught that anymore. I mean, they probably don't. Ron, that's probably the sad part. They probably don't teach that in school anymore about biology.
Well, they probably stay away from certain aspects of it, and that's the thing that worries me.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, look, you have what, three children?
I have four.
Four children.
Right. And my youngest has 12. Just recently gone through that.
Right.
Yeah.
The birds and the bees.
Right.
How babies happen. I mean, this is,
quite honestly,
every parent goes
through
that.
Before they get that in school,
yeah,
they should hear from their parents.
Of course they should. You should be the person telling your child what happens with the birds and the bees, how you got here. And there's a certain age. I mean, you know, you want your children to be grown and understand, and you can have an adult. It's not the easiest conversation. I remember my father having that talk with me. I was about 12. I remember it. You know, as you go through the changes and the hormones and all this stuff happen.
Only one party to the conversation gets embarrassed.
Yeah.
And so you have to ease that. You have
That's
to
right.
ease the embarrassment.
It is embarrassing. I
the
mean,
one time, yeah. You know, they tell you not to be friends with your kids.
You should never
be. You should never be.
Never.
The one time that you should be is in this conversation.
Yeah.
They need to know that it's real and that it's not embarrassing and that they're going to have to learn this one way or the other. They might as well learn it.
Well, and they're being confused. I mean, what's happening is children are getting confused because they're not hearing it. They're not seeing it. They're not knowing. Look, the absence of intercourse does not have babies. You've got to have that deal happen for children to be produced. But yet we're not teaching that to our kids, or we're embarrassed about it, or what's it's the growing up. It's the part of life. I mean, my dad talked to me. I have a daughter. I have a son. I talk to them. Look, guys, this isn't easy for me either, but you're becoming of an age where you need to know this. And I've told my daughter, who is 19 now, look, I hope you wait. I know you're having sex with your boyfriend. I hope you're protecting yourself. And I hope you wait to have children. Live your life. You have plenty of time. I mean, a female can have babies up through their mid to late 30s. I mean, you have plenty of time to start a family. But it is amazing to me, and young men as well, but it's amazing to me that the left and the editorial board at the New York Slimes says that this is anti-science by actually pushing the fact that abstinence is a good thing, that you're not going to get STDs. In the editorial Sunday, the board condemns the promotion of abstinence among teens by the current Department of Health. The reproach is delivered without one word about the scientific fact that the only certain way young teens can avoid having to deal with the unfortunate situation of an unplanned pregnancy or being infected with an STD is to not have sex. So now the left's out there saying, oh my God, that's anti-science. Go out there and have sex. You know why they're saying this? I'm going to tell you right now. You know where this is coming from. Planned Parenthood. How does Planned Parenthood make their money? Abortions. We can sit here and kid ourselves and say that they're women's health care. They're not. Planned Parenthood performs somewhere in the neighborhood of 400,000 to 500,000 abortions a year. A year! But yet the funny thing is, we were at the NRA convention this weekend, and guns kill people, but abortion doesn't kill anybody. You are crazy. And now everybody is freaking out because the state of Iowa just signed a bill that if the baby has a heartbeat, you can't abort it. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I would like to have the exact amount of time, but I believe a baby's heartbeat starts beating in about around the fifth, sixth, seventh week, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's close. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I've had a couple kids, and I know when it happens. And I remember hearing the heartbeat, and it's crazy as you go into those, you know, because with my ex-wife, I was at every visit. I thought it was fantastic when they were doing the ultrasounds and seeing life. And you can't tell me that when you look at that, that that's not another human being and a woman. It is. It ain't a clump of cells. It's another human being. But the left will argue to you that it's not. But yet they're going to tell you that it's anti-science to not have sex. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, the administration is promoting a just say no approach and is poised to shift Title 10 family planning dollars toward programs that advocate abstinence outside of marriage, says the editorial board. Sure, that only horrific outcomes will ensue from encouraging young people to delay sex until they are older, having completed school and have met someone special. quote, the administration's approach defies all common sense. This is coming from this editorial board. The administration's approach defies all common sense. The editor's right, claiming there is no evidence that teaching young people to make healthy decisions about sex will reduce teen pregnancies or STDs. I've got to stop right here. I have got to stop right here. Ron Phillips, can you have a baby if you don't have sex?
No. I mean, quite honestly, it's the egg and the sperm.
Right.
Obviously, there are in vitro. There is different ways to do that. But realistically, no.
But teens are not getting in vitro sex.
No, they're not.
They're finding some seat in, they're finding the back seat of their car. Believe me, I was a teenager. I know hormones. I know all this.
Look, dude, I've lived through this.
Yeah,
I mean,
we all have.
Absolutely. And not only that, with my kids who don't understand the consequences of their actions, it just floors.
Well, they don't have the experience. They don't have life experience enough to know. And now we've got STDs running rampant, and you've got the editorial board saying that there is no evidence that teaching young people to make healthy decisions about sex will reduce teen pregnancies. Hello! Hello, McFly! You can't get an STD if you don't have sex. It's 100% proven. And you can't have a baby if you don't have sex! How in the world can you honestly say that there is no evidence that not having sex doesn't lead to pregnancies or STDs? Of course it does! You're not going to get an STD or have a baby if you don't have sex. This is what we are dealing with today. This is what we are dealing with from the left today. You want to talk about science deniers? Jeez Louise! And I honestly can't make that up. And you might ask yourself, Matlock just spent an entire segment on a political talk show talking about the birds and the bees and how the left denies it. It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy, Producer Ron.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that you have to do that.
It's exactly what I'm getting at. It's crazy that we're at the point in our society where we have to come out and say, look, knuckleheads, if you don't have sex, you can't get an STD. It's almost virtually impossible. Oh, who was it? God, I remember, was it a show? Maybe it was a show, I think. I think it was Two and a Half Men that I watched where the ditzy Candy girl, her name was Candy, and she was dating John Cryer's character. And what's his name? It's Charlie Sheen's character. And then what's John? Do you know John Cryer's? I don't either. But he was dating Candy, and supposedly she got an STD from the toilet lid. Or that's what her ex-husband told her. I mean, I don't know if you can get an STD from a toilet lid. But I can tell you what you can't get an STD from. Abstinence. You just can't. It's not possible. It's not scientifically possible. But here we are. The CDC, the New York Slimes, all of this garbage. I'm so disheartened of the fact that our young children are not getting educated on this topic. They're just not. And you know why they're not getting educated? Fantastic segue right here. 39% of top liberal arts colleges have no Republican professors. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about that here in this last segment. Our kids are being indoctrinated. They are not being educated. And hence we get stories like that about anti-science and sex. Matlock, the conservative cartel, rolls on this Tuesday morning.
This is the conservative cartel. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
So I have to giggle after I was so serious that last segment because I was talking about the birds and the bees. I saw some great comments on the Liberty Eagle and the Conservative Cartel Facebook page. It's funny because I think Charlie said, I've never seen a bird and a bee do it, by the way, which he's right. But the funniest comment of all, Chris Holland said, if you sit on Charlie Sheen, you will probably get an STD. Just saying it, which he's probably not incorrect. So, look, we were talking about the whole New York Times, the anti-science of not having sex, and it's just fantastically crazy. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel, the final segment. But fear not, we'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. Patriot Mobile Hotline is down. It's over. It's the last segment. Just don't have enough time. But was talking about all the birds and the bees and the sex and STDs and unwanted pregnancies and all that stuff, but we're just not, our kids aren't being taught. They're not being taught that in school. And I found this story that I want to end the program with, which I find interesting. Because it says, report, 39% of top liberal arts colleges have no Republican professors. Zero, none, nada, any. 39% of the top-tier liberal arts colleges don't have a single Republican professor, according to a report. The study by the National Association of Scholars also found that the Democrat-to-Republican ratio was 10.4 to 1 among 8,688 PhD-holding professors reported by Fox News. Who added? The ratio is 12.7 to 1 when two military colleges, West Point and Annapolis, are removed from the sample. Because you know West Point and Annapolis are all conservative for the most part. The study also discovered that STEM, which is science, what is STEM? Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, I think, such as chemistry, economics, mathematics, and physics, have lower Democrat to R ratios than the social sciences and humanities. So think about that again. The STEM subjects, chemistry, economics, mathematics, have lower D to R ratios than the social sciences and humanities. Huh. Would have never guessed that. The highest Democrat to Republican ratio of all is for the most ideological of field, interdisciplinary studies. What the hell is an interdisciplinary study? Can you do anything with that in your life? Hell no. What are you interdisciplinary studying? Underwater basket weaving? African American women's studies? That'll get you somewhere in life. This article says, I could not find a single Republican with an exclusive appointment to fields like gender studies, African studies, and peace studies, declared the National Association of Scholars study. As Fabio Rojas describes with respect to the African or black studies, these fields had their roots in ideologically motivated political movements that crystallized in the 60s and the 70s. Our education system has been overrun by hippie leftists from the 60s and the 70s. We now know that it's a 12.7-to-1 ratio Democrat to Republican. Now, I'll tell you where that's not at. Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is a fantastic school. Liberty University would be another one. But you know what they're based on? Conservative principles and religion. Imagine how that works. It's fantastic how that works, isn't it? And now we have, which is funny, cry closets. I mean, we literally on college campuses have cry closets where you can go as your little snowflake hurt rear end and cry in a closet. You cannot make this stuff up. And that is why, guys, ladies and gentlemen, that is why we have editorial boards at the New York Slimes telling you that it's anti-science to not have sex as teenagers. But tell you what, let me give you the rest of the day to think about all that. Come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, and we'll do it all over again. And I'm sure we'll find out by Super Tuesday. We'll find out who won primaries. We'll find out who did what, where. I'll fill that in. Hey, at the Cartel Matt tonight, I'm live tweeting. There's producer Ron. I'm live tweeting the primaries tonight. You're going to want to be part of it. For producer Ron, Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel, is out.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.